And on this warm and hot Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon.
A little hot and humid today.
Well, I think it's, I know it's going to be, because I have a really good friend, Liz, and she has a golf tournament this week. And every time she has this golf tournament, it's got to be like the hottest day of the year. And so I just expect the week that she is supposed to have this tournament to be like that.
There you go.
I feel bad for her, but
yeah. Yeah, I'm golfing in a Dawson Egg tournament tomorrow, so it's supposed to be hotter yet. So
yeah, that's when her tournament is tomorrow as well.
Yep. Well, it's summer. Gotta expect it, so
I know. We don't really like the super cold, and we don't like the heat.
That's right.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, you can stay cool in the Appleton Public Library.
That's right. To escape the heat. Come on down and visit us, because you know, we've always got something to keep people occupied here anyway. So I can start talking about the different things that we have going on here at the Appleton Library. In fact, right now we're offering a families or all ages take and make that you can take home and do this together. It is spin art. So I don't know if you remember, maybe when you were a kid or your kids were younger, those spin art wheels.
Yep.
Well, I happened to find some mini ones, and so you can kind of create your own little artistic expression with these things. So it's kind of a fun nostalgic thing to do together. And so I've got limited supplies, so keep that in mind, and I have some samples on display so you can check it out. But yeah, otherwise give us a call, stop in, and I'd be happy to hand one of these out to people until they're gone. Also, this next week, Steve Starrud will be here on Wednesday, which is the 28th, from 1 to 3 p.m. And this is his last time he's going to be here this summer, and then he will not be back until September. So if you have some need for some computer help or tech questions or anything like that, this is kind of your last opportunity, at least until September. So keep that in mind. Also, we have book club on Monday, which is the 26th at 5 p.m. And so if you are in book club, you probably have the book already. Anyway, otherwise, if you're interested, we can see if we can snap one up and get something ready for you to quickly read over the weekend and join us, because it's always a fun time. It's probably one of my favorite things to do at the library is book club.
Mm-hmm.
Also next week, we have a take and make for our summer reading program, and we are making colorful luminaries, and they are so gorgeous that I can't believe how cute they are. Yes, we're making luminaries. It's as a take and make for the kids.
Oh, okay.
For our summer reading program, so they will be available on Wednesday of next week, anytime Wednesday or later of this next week, and we're getting down there. We only have a couple more weeks to last. Day for summer reading, I think, is the 4th of August, so keep that in mind as well. We also have a take and make for teens that are 5th grade and older, and it's kind of like a backpack buddy, and there's different things, there's all sorts of different kind of sea creatures that you have a choice of and things. So lots of take and makes, some in-person programming. We do have an in-person program tomorrow at 1:30 for our summer reading kids, and it's on birds and bugs. So I'm not really sure what George is going to be talking about.
Okay.
But something to do with birds and bugs, I guess. Anyway, so those are the things that we have coming up now in July.
Okay, yeah. Even though it's summer, still got a lot of things happening.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there's different activities, a lot of take and makes that people can take home and do themselves. I wanted to run some of that this year. Just because they've been so popular, we just finished up our string art take and make. Remember, I was talking about upcycling using used books, and I think I went through 34 or 35 of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, everything has been pretty popular here, so at least we're going through it all, so people must be crafting their little hearts out.
Right. Yeah, we got a lot of crafters in the area, don't we?
We do. In fact, I get called all the time. So, what's the next thing that you're going to be doing? So that's kind of exciting too.
All right.
But as far as what are people reading and new books, there are a lot of new nonfiction books that people should check out. Some of them just kind of interesting. So I thought I'd talk about a few of them today.
Okay.
How I Saved the World by Jesse Watters. The Fox News host recounts his career and prescribes ways to defend against what he considers left-wing radicalism. Also new is This Is Your Mind on Plants by Michael Pollan. A look at beliefs surrounding opium, caffeine, and mescaline, which are derived from plants. Also in nonfiction is Fox and I by Catherine Raven. A former national park ranger details her friendship with a wild fox in an isolated part of Montana. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, Forget the Alamo by Brian Breaux, Chris Tomlinson, and Jason Stanford. It's a reexamination of the events of the Battle of the Alamo that challenges a commonly understood version of them. So that'd be really super interesting because they're questioning really a point in history. First Friends by Gary Ginsberg. It's profiles of confidants and close friends of several American presidents, including Abraham Lincoln and Harry Truman. So lots of different really interesting nonfiction books to read, because remember, nonfiction is based on fact and truth, or at least the author's opinion of the truth.
Right.
That's kind of one way to kind of put it.
Right.
So yeah, if you've got a favorite author or someone that you're interested in, or if you want a book recommendation, we have lots of recommendations because pretty much everybody who works here is a reader.
Yeah, you got to be a reader if you work at a library.
Well, for the most part, but anyway.
Yeah. All right. All right, real good, Cindy. Why don't you tell our listeners where you're located and when is the library hours?
Well, we're located in the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And then keep in mind, you can give us a call at 320-289-1681. Visit us on our Facebook or our website to check out the latest happenings and things going on here.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds great. Have a great week.
Yeah, have a nice warm week. Cindy Hendricks at the Appleton Public Library.